The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
I'm going to present a shaila, which could be a shaila lemaisa. It touches upon the yesoidis of mitzvahs Talmud Torah that are brought down in our sugya, on our daf. We know that all people have various tzrachim. The main tzrach of a person is tzrach parnasa. You have to make some kind of income to keep yourself alive. Then there's sleep, there's eating, there's also recreation. A person needs here and there, depending on who you are, what you do. You need to take a break, take a walk, take a vacation, read the newspaper, whatever you need. Basically, the life of a person is divided among these few things: eating, sleeping, work, and recreation. That's basically the outline of a person's life. Noilam Azeh. So Baruch Hashem, we as Yidden, we're given Taryag Mitzvahs that are incorporated into our eating and sleeping and work and recreation, which infuses meaning and inspiration to our lives. Our lives is a life of Avodas Hashem, not just eating and sleeping and working. And some of those mitzvahs are kavua, like davening or saying brachos when you eat. Other mitzvahs are not so kavua, like chesed, but whatever it is, there's mitzvahs in all our endeavors. So as a life, the life of a yid is not just a endless cycle of eating, sleeping, working. It's a life of avodas Hashem. That's just a side point. But getting to the question, what happens if you come home from work, you took a nap, you ate supper, you read the newspaper, schmooze with your wife, you did homework with the kids, you daven ma'ariv, you did everything you have to do. And now you find yourself with an extra 45 minutes, or half an hour. So I know that this probably rarely ever happens. Everybody's always running late, no one's ever running early. But it could happen, maybe once or twice a year, that you have some extra time. So the question is, as an observant Jew, what should you do with those 45 minutes? So of course it would be splendid to take out a sefer from the shelf and learn something for those 45 minutes, but let's say you're really interested in reading a novel. I want to know, is it permitted to go ahead and read that novel? Or are you obligated to learn the parsha or any other sefer instead? Now I'm not talking about someone who did not open up a sefer that day. You have to learn something over the Layomush, the Chiv of Layomush. So I'm talking about someone who already spent a nice amount of time that day in the morning or whatever. He learned the Daf. He learned some Halacha as well. He did his quota for learning that day. The question is, these 45 minutes that he has extra, does he have to use it for learning or not? It means, all your tzrochim, eating, sleeping, reading the newspaper, you did everything. You fulfilled all the quota of all your tzrochim. So what do you do with those 45 minutes? Now, of course, if he sincerely feels that for whatever reason he needs to read that novel in order to relax or any other need, okay. But what my question is, if he doesn't need it at all, he doesn't need it, he just wants to enjoy himself, is he permitted? Now, this is a question that touches upon the essence of the life of a Jew. What I mean is a Jew a free person so long as he fulfilled his quota of obligations for the day? It means if you did whatever you mechuyev that day, you davened, you did chesed, you learned, you did everything you did, and now you have some extra time, so you're free to do whatever you want with that time, providing that you don't do an avera. Or maybe, is a Jew not a free person? Meaning, that surely you're free to choose how to satisfy your needs. It's your choice what to eat, which job to take, what kind of pillow to sleep on. It's your choice. But ultimately, according to this Tzad, you're not a free man. If you find yourself with extra time, the time is not yours. It's not up to you to do with your time what you like. You must spend your time learning Torah. So again, this question is mainly a theoretical one, because it's rare that a person really has real extra time in his day. A person's day is packed with his tzrochim and everything. But practically, but the answer to this question, whatever it is very defining in terms of the underlying mindset of any Jew. Are you free? Is your time yours, or your time is not yours? Now, getting to our sugya, the Gemara brings Rabbi Ami, who says, "Afilu l'shona odom el perek echod shachris, perek echod arvis, kiyim mitzvas, v'yomer seva terezem epicha." Even if you learn something in the morning, something in the evening, you're mekayim the mitzvah of l'yomer. And Rabbi Yochanan says, even just Kriyashma, you yaitse l'yomosh. Now, traditionally, the derech of observant Jews was, and still is, to be kaveya itim l'Torah, to make a part of your daily schedule to learn Torah. There were always people who voluntarily chose to spend their full day learning without being oisik parnosa at all, to grow and become good daily Torah. But the standard person who's oisik in parnasa has to include some limud haTorah into his day. That's kviyus itim laTorah, and this is paskin Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol ish Yisrael chayev b'Talmud Torah, bein oni, bein oshir, bein shalom v'gufoy, bein bal yisurim, bein bocher, bein zokum gadol, afilu oni amechazer al psachim, afilu bal yishuvonim, chayev l'gvoya loizman l'Talmud Torah b'yoyim ubalayla, shenemar v'algisa bo yoyim ubalayla." Every Yid is chayiv to set aside time during the day and during the night for limud haTorah. And there are more paskins that b'shas hadchak afilu lekoro rak kriyashma shachas arvis lo yomush karina bay. B'shas hadchak, even if you just kari kriyashma yoytze. So according to what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it would seem that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is fulfilled with being kaveh yitin laTorah. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah does not necessarily require you to dedicate any extra time for learning. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah is just b'kaveh ha'itim. So according to this, once you're kaveh ha'itim l'Torah, you did every other chiyuv, your mechuyav that day, and you have some extra time, do whatever you like. It's your free man. On the other hand, the Gemara brings the famous question that Ben Domo asks Rabbi Shmuel. Could I go now and learn Chochmas Yevonos? Koral lova mikra ze lo yomush sefer haTorah ze mepicho v'yogisa bo yoyim v'malayla. Tzeyu b'doig sho she'en aloy men ha'yoyim v'aloy men ha'layla u'lamoyd bo Chochmas Yevonos. So according to this, the chiv of Talmud Torah is non-stop. This is the way the Gemara is interpreting the meaning of Hugisa Bo Yom Malayla. Throughout the day and throughout the night, you have to be learning. So, there's no way you could go ahead and learn Chochmas Yevonos. Now, aside from that, even the Shulchan Aruch, who doesn't seem to obligate you to learn non-stop, I have to point out that he doesn't let you get away with just learning Perek Echad Shachris V'Arvis. His lashon is Kevei Azman for learning. He doesn't say just Perek Echad Shachris. The lashon Kevei Azman would not, doesn't mean that. Perek Echad is just your Yetzi with just learning one little thing. He seems to say you have to learn a little more. You have to be Kevei Azman. So to explain this, the Gemaras and the Shulchan Aruch, I'm going to bring the Bircha Shmuel. The Bircha Shmuel, at the end of Kedushin, he writes a tshuva l'maisa. This tshuva was written to Reb Shimon Schwab, Zatzal. Baruch Ber defines the Yesodos of Chiyuv Talmud Torah. It's worth reading through inside. I'm just going to mention one idea that he puts down based on the words of the Gro in Sefer Shnei Eliyahu. He explains that the obligation to learn Perek Echad Shachris V'Arvis, or at least to be Yoytze with Kriyashma Shachris V'Arvis, this is a Chiv Kavua. It doesn't matter who you are and what you do. It's like davening in the morning. Every observant Jew davens in the morning, no matter who you are, what you do. You daven. That's a Chiv. So he explains, Talmud Torah, this chiv of Perek Echad Shacharis, this minimal chiv of Talmud Torah in the morning and at night, this is a chiv kavua. And this is learned from the words of Shach B'chov Kumecho, which refers back to the words of Dibarta Bom, which is going under Vitaira. I believe the source is from the Ran and the Dorm Davches. Now that's what the Shulchan Aruch means. Bein Oni, Bein Oshir, Afil Bal Yisurim, Afil Bal Yishavonim, Zokum Godl. Meaning that even a person who has no time or energy to learn, still he has to learn something in the morning and evening. And now, with doing that, you fulfill your chiv of Talmud Torah. That's your chiv of Talmud Torah. And Rabbi Baruch Ber explains, when he spends the rest of the day working or doing whatever he does, there's no element of bitul Torah, because he was already yaitze. It's not bitul Torah. He's not doing a bitul. It's not considered, and more, it's not considered a heter to be mavatul Torah the rest of the day for his needs. Let's say for work or for eating. It's not a heter for bitul Torah. Rather, the chiv of Torah, of Talmud Torah, does not extend past his quota of Perek Echad Shacharis or Perek Echad Arvis. That's his whole chiv. However, someone who works only part-time and is unoccupied for the rest of the day, his chiv of Talmud Torah extends for as long as he's available. Now he explains that this is learned from V'hogisa Bo Yoyim Balayla, meaning that the mitzvah Talmud Torah expands up until the full Yoyim Balayla. If you're available, you have a Laila. Now, if you're only available 3 hours a day, then that's how much the Chiv Hagisa extends. So, the Chiv Talmud Torah is a flexible Chiv. It's based on your Tzrochim. Now, Ben Doma wanted to learn Chochmas Yevonis. It was not for Parnos or any other Tzorich. He asked whether he could learn it just for the enjoyment and the pleasure of learning Chochmas Yevonis. He did not need it at all. It was not one of his needs. He just wanted to do it. So Rabbi Shmuel answered that although you may spend time doing many things during the day, you could work, eat, sleep, even recreation, those are all tzorchei adam. But to do something which is purely for enjoyment, and it's not fulfilling any tzorich at all, this is going to interfere with the chiv of Hagisa Vayana Valayla. Now this is the reason why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't let you go get away with just a Perek Echad. Because usually a person has a little more time and is able to kaveya, he could be kaveya some time for learning. True, if you have no time at all, so that you're avadi, so surely you yoytze with a Perek Echad. And that's what the Ramo writes, that b'shas adchak, you yoytze with a kriyashma achas shachas v'arfis. That's the minimum amount you have to learn. But the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a regular case where a person has some time. So, based on the amount of time he has, whatever it is, half an hour, that's, the Chiv Talmud Torah is nikva according to that. So back to the question, is a Jew free to do with his time as he wishes? The answer is no. You're not free. There's no such a thing as free time for a Jew. If you have free time, you have to learn Torah. If the time is really free, then the chiv of Talmud Torah will extend and expand, and that time will be now part of the chiv of Hagisa Bo Yom HaLayla. But let's not forget what the Mishnah says in Avos. The Mishnah says, Al Tikri Chorus El Chirus. She'en Lecha Ben Chirin El Amisha Oisik V'Torah. So true freedom is the ability to connect yourself with the purpose of your being created.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.